God in Jerusalem is our chariot.
Yes.
Now he's our presenter. All right, Dr. Right. Uri Solomon.
Bring him up.
Bring him up.
Bring him up.
We do honor the Lord, our God, because he's just worthy. Just worthy. And our president and to all who are present, thank God for one more time. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Dixon blessing us. Amen. Church growth. Amen. He said there's another kind of church growth. That masquerade. Thank God for my teammate. Amen. Dr. F.N. William Jr. Amen. And thank God. I thank y'all for putting up with me. I want to say that, y'all, especially the elders who encourage me. So thank you so much. Make me think I know what I'm talking about. We delivering our last installment on sermon prep anomalies. Sermon prep anomalies, those times when, first of all, God changes your message. And you know what to do with that. Yeah. Nobody had to tell you what to do with that. Right. You just do what the Lord say do. Just do what the Lord say do. As I said, it's a little harder said than done because God going to preach to you while he preach while you preaching to them. Yeah. When that happens. Amen. You might learn some new stuff while you preaching. Secondly, is when you simply run out of time. Simply run out of time. Your week has been burdensome and laborsome, and you just didn't get around to your normal sermon preparation. And so, what do you do when that takes place? That ought not take place all the time.
Come on now.
It ought not take place all the time. And as I said, one way to avoid that to a large degree is to get up early in the morning. and you can get a lot of stuff done early in the morning. Yeah, so that's important. But there are some tips and tricks I want to offer to you. None of them are not based on the fact that you have put in the work previously to now. You got to go back to what you've already done. So in reality, there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts, but God will use what he's put in you, because a lot of it needs to be repeated again anyway. We don't really do anything but repeat the same thing every Sunday anyway. Amen. Just put it in a different paradigm. But it's the same thing. That man don't sin. He don't know how to get out of the situation. He can't. It's impossible. But God sent Jesus. That's every Sunday. That's every Sunday. That's every Sunday. And so God guarantees this. Here's the guarantee. That if you put his word for him, it will not return void. That's God's guarantee. That's God's guarantee. Now, we talked on last week. We made it to one tip, and I want to get to these. Hopefully, I can get through all nine of them. And I'm sure you probably have some others you can offer. But one was to go back to the archive, the old sermons. If it was worth preaching one time, then it's worth preaching again. Trust me, they did not get it the first time. Trust me, they didn't get it the first time. It'll preach again. It'll preach again. Now, secondly, is the Sunday school lesson. Go to either the present one this morning, Sunday morning, or maybe the last one, or the one before that. Every Sunday school lesson is a potential sermon. Yeah. And you didn't preach every one of them.
No.
It's something that you said, well, I'm going to get around to preaching this. Yeah.
Right.
Well, this just might be your Sunday.
Yeah.
As you go back to the Sunday school lesson and grab it, and then a lot of our books already have ready-made outlines.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes you might have to rearrange a little bit, dip it in chocolate. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
Make it work. I got a few somewhat of a mixed congregation, a few other folk in there, and it's different kind of chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
but you can make them work for you.
Yeah.
Make them work for you and find yourself with something that you said, I want to preach, and guess what? This is your Sunday to preach. There's a third one. Just teach.
Yeah.
Just give instruction. Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a secret. You can still find your way to Calvary.
You're right. Come on now.
You can find your way to Calvary from anything in that book. All of it's pointing to Jesus. Slow it down, and you got some folk that won't come for teaching. Well, you bring teaching to them. And that morning might just be the morning. Fourth one is go back to the basics. Listen here. We can always go to talk about faith, talk about love, talk about grace, talk about service, talk about stewardship. That stuff is always a place to go right back to those basic things because they undergird everything. There's nothing that you can talk about that doesn't come back down to these basic ideas of Christianity. Go back to the fundamentals. And if you can't preach a good message on faith, I don't know what kind of preacher you are. I laugh a little bit because I sometimes call young people. We don't do it as much as we used to, but we used to have regular street ministry, street preaching at our church, and I would call some of the young preachers, you know.
Yeah.
And I told them, I want you to give a good gospel message. And you'd be surprised how many of them can't give a good gospel message. They can talk all that stuff they hear on YouTube and all this television stuff, but they cannot preach a regular, basic gospel message. They don't even know what that is. There's always room to go back to the basics. Here's a good one. I love this one, verse 5, because I've done this many times. Preach part 2 of last week.
That's right. You're right about that.
I know you didn't have a part 2. But you got and truth be told, you never said all you could say, no way. Always some stuff. And then you can go, and I had to do this, I had to live this stuff just Sunday before that. You can go to your favorite text. You can go to your favorite text. My favorite two verses in all of Scripture is Romans 3:20 and 21. And simply says this, it says, by the law no flesh can be justified.
But now,
has been revealed apart from law. A righteousness has been revealed apart from law. And that most time I name that my favorite name for it is the greatest but ever.
The greatest but ever.
That's my favorite. When I first preached it, that was my favorite name for it. But now a righteousness. But I simply called it the other week, God made a way out of no way.
Yeah.
I had to preach quite a bit that Sunday, so I ran out of time, and I went to my favorite text. You always can go. You got some kind of staple.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Come on, man. Some kind of staple that you can go to. A lot of us, now I know a lot of folks here, run to Romans 12, 1 and 2. That's,
yeah.
Huh? That's, and you'd be surprised how many sermons you can get out of Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can start with, I beseech you. I just want to talk about a bigger preacher.
Yeah.
All right. And then you can get to therefore. You can talk about this, the fact that all of this is based on what he's done. Now you owe him service.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's that pivot point. Or you can talk about the mercies of God. Present your body a present for God. Get your favorite text and break it down word for word. Always ready. Always ready. Then old Bible studies. If you like me, I'll skeletonize a sermon in a minute. I see either from a Bible study, or I'll just run up on a verse. I say, let me just write some points on that. Now, if I ever get around to preaching it or not, that's another story. But if I ever need to, and then we know we can always put up an associate minister.
Oh.
Hey, look here. You're not ready.
Grandma.
See if they've been staying ready.
All right. Bring him back. Bring him back. That is not how you bring him. Just bring him back.
You wouldn't give him that 5 minutes, though.
Thank you, Solomon.
Yeah.